In the enchanting realm of Iana, a centuries-old conflict between witches and royalty has shaped the destiny of twin sisters separated at birth. The official history claims Queen Lilith, a witch who married King Kir, murdered her husband before being killed herself. One twin was stolen by a midwife, while the other, Princess Rose, was raised in Onadon Palace to despise witchcraft. But the truth is far darker. Willem Rathborn, the kingdom's regent, poisoned King Kir and murdered Queen Lilith. The midwife Thea escaped with one twin, Wren, while Rose remained behind. For 17 years, the sisters lived entirely different lives, Rose as the pampered princess preparing to take her throne, and Wren as a witch raised in Ortha, a secret coastal settlement hidden behind the Whisperwind Cliffs. The witches of Iana practice 5 distinct magical paths: healing, combat, weather manipulation, enchantment, and prophecy. Ancient legends speak of Ortha Starcrest, the first witch queen who commanded all magical powers before being cursed and killed. What few remember is that Ortha had a twin sister, Una, whose name was erased from history and whose curse runs in new blood. On Princess Rose's 18th birthday eve, Wren Greenrock infiltrates Anadon Palace seeking vengeance. With warrior witch Shen Lo's help, she places Rose under a sleeping spell and assumes her identity through a glamour. Rose awakens in the Ganyave Desert with Shen as her captor. When Shen is bitten by a deadly blood beetle, Rose instinctively channels healing magic to save him, revealing her unknown witch heritage. At the palace, Wren adapts to Rose's royal life, mastering court protocols and maintaining relationships with the princess's ladies-in-waiting. Her mission complicates when she discovers Rose's arranged marriage to Prince Ansel of Gevra serves a sinister purpose. Lord Rathborn plans to send Rose away immediately after the wedding, preventing her from claiming the throne. Worse, the alliance would grant King Alaric's witch hunters unrestricted access to Iana's borders, enabling them to exterminate the remaining witch clans. As her charade continues, Wren finds herself drawn to Captain Tor Iverson, Prince Ansel's imposing guard. After a midnight adventure through a secret tunnel beneath the palace, Tor catches her at the Silvertongue riverbank. Their flirtatious exchange sparks a forbidden attraction that complicates her plans. Meanwhile, Rose reluctantly journeys with Shen to Ortha, the hidden witch settlement. Despite her initial hatred of witches, she connects with gentle-natured Shen, who challenges her preconceptions. At a secret hot spring, they share an intimate moment, deepening their bond. In Ortha, Rose meets her grandmother Bamba and learns the truth about her parents' murder and her twin sister. Though initially resentful, Rose gradually embraces the witch community, with its laughter, dancing, and storytelling. She bonds with Thea, who teaches her healing abilities and reveals Iana's true history, not of the Great Protector, but of an island once a green-tailed hawk transformed by the First Witch. Determined to protect Ortha's witches and claim her throne, Wren resolves to murder Willem Rathborn before the wedding. After obtaining deadly poison from a mysterious apothecary, she attempts to eliminate him during an elaborate dinner. Though she poisons his drink, Rathborn's personal healer saves him, leaving him weakened but alive. Meanwhile, Wren discovers Rathborn's spies have located the hidden witch settlement. She sends a warning to Ortha, but Rose has already made her own plans. Strengthening both physically and magically through daily practice, Rose steals Shen's prized horse and races toward Anadon. She traverses the haunted Weeping Forest, where murdered witches' spirits share violent visions that fortify her resolve against Rathborn. At the welcoming ball, Rose returns to find her sister impersonating her. The twins confront each other in the palace gardens, each questioning the other's right to rule. Their impasse breaks when they discover Rathborn has imprisoned a seer named Glenna, who warned him about the twins. Together with Rose's lady-in-waiting Celeste, they devise a plan to free the seer and publicly expose Rathborn at the wedding. When Wren reaches Glenna in the West Tower, the seer reveals an ancient portrait hidden behind a false wall panel. The painting depicts twin queens, Ortha and Ona Starcrest, whose faces mirror Wren and Rose with uncanny precision. Glenna speaks of the twin's curse that has apparently resurfaced in their generation. The revelation is cut short when Wrathborn bursts in, dragging Rose and threatening her with a dagger. When Rose's skin suddenly blazes with heat, burning Wrathborn's hands, he retaliates by killing Glenna. Her final cryptic words, "Break the ice to free the curse. Kill one twin to save another," hang in the air as guards arrest Wren. Wrathborn gives Rose an impossible choice: marry Prince Ansel as planned, or watch her sister face execution. On the wedding day, as Rose reluctantly proceeds with the ceremony, Wren makes a dramatic entrance, swinging through the shattered skylight on a crystal chandelier and landing in the center aisle, wearing an identical wedding gown. "I object," she cries, as the twins lock eyes across the chaos. Chaos erupts as Wrathborn hurls a poisoned dagger at Wren. Tor pushes her aside, but the blade strikes Prince Ansel instead, killing him instantly. King Alaric declares a war on Iana, while Bamba leads the Ortha witches in a magical assault on the vault, their wind magic howling through the corridors. When Wren is trapped beneath a fallen ceremonial plinth and Wrathborn approaches, something extraordinary happens. Magic ignites within Rose, not gentle healing warmth, but a blazing inferno of power. As Wren's eyes snap open with the same supernatural fire, their twin powers resonate and amplify each other in ways not seen for ages. The world explodes in golden light. When the dust settles, Wrathborn lies dead, his body marked by intense magical fire. The Jevren forces retreat after capturing Bamba. Wren begs Tor for help, but he turns away, influenced by Princess Annika. As the Jevren ships disappear with Bamba, Rose tends to her sister's wounds with her strengthened healing magic. In the aftermath, Rose suggests they rule together, side by side, as equals. Though Wren initially resists, recalling the disastrous shared rule of Ortha and Ona, Rose stands firm. "We are not cursed," she insists. "We are something entirely new." Drawing on their combined power magic, amplified beyond anything in their kingdom's history, they agree to face the looming war with Gevra together. "We will not be a curse," Wren declares. "We will be a blessing." When their hands clasp in agreement, their magic responds with brilliant intensity, green and gold light spiraling around their joined fingers. On their coronation day, the twins dress in symbolic colors, rose in pale gold embroidered with protection symbols, Wren in emerald green with silver threading. Though Wren's thoughts occasionally drift to Bamba and the rescue she's planning, she remains present in this historic moment. Together, they step forward toward their shared destiny, moving as one toward the throne room, where their people await twin queens united in purpose.